In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike DeTellier along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. We'll have the doors open here at 11 a.m. Got a lot of great food and drink specials here at Acme. And also, you can watch all the games, surround, sound, TV, all around you here at Acme Oyster House on Perkins Road. It's Inside the Tiger Den segment, brought to you each and every week by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we just getting started. On our talk line, we have with us sports director and anchor from NBC 33 and Fox 44, Brian Holland. Brian, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, fellas, you guys are actually just across the road from me, the TV station.
What?
That's right.
What, man? Then you could cross the road and come over here. We might open the door even for you.
that's
the
Let's
type
go.
Of guys we are.
That's right, Brian. We got you, baby. We got you.
So after 11, come on by, man. We'll take care of you. We'll take care of you.
Love
we
might
feed you
Love
a little
it.
Bit. How about that? Brian, Herb and I were talking about this due to the injury to Caden Durham. We'd be interesting to see how this gets laid out for the running game. You cannot ask Nussmeier to throw the football 45 times in a game.
Don't.
That's a losing formula for LSU. They've got to be able to find a running game. And do you expect that kind of the bell cow tonight is going to be Juwan Johnson?
Yeah, I do. I think they're going to get creative with it. And I think that's something that we haven't seen at all in the last three games. And I don't think they've had to. It's been weird for me watching from the press box at home, obviously you're in Baton Rouge, I should say, and kind of seeing them run into a bunch of heavy boxes. But that's what they've been doing.
Yeah.
And I think they've just been, getting rid of the deception, getting rid of some of the basic things that they do really, really well and that we kind of started seeing against Clemson. And they just kind of did away with the creativity. So I think you're going to see Berrian Brown also get back there and them kind of use some of those wide receivers. And some of the deception, I think a lot of that creativity is going to come back into play calling. I'm not quite sure why. I mean, I think I know why. I mean, Brian Kelly likes to overmanage some games, especially when you talk about Florida. But I think you're going to see a lot more creativity in the running game as well.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You got to cover him in high school. I know you you and Chessa both talked a lot about Caleb Jackson and what he brings to the table. It's just never really clicked for him, Brian.
Nope.
For whatever reason, and I, you know, he might go somewhere else and might end up being a star back, but it's just never, never kind of hit all the connected dots here at LSU as a runner for him.
Yeah, I remember, you know, I think it was it Vanderbilt? And Joe Burrow had a protection bust with a freshman running back, not going to name any names.
Uh-oh.
He looked at the sideline and goes, get this guy out of here. So the thing with running back coaches, certainly, the word is trust. You have to be able to trust those guys can come in and in any situation not limit you in the play calling, not limit you in the passing game. Because you can't just have someone go in there and then the defensive coordinator goes, well, they're just going to run the ball now. So it's about trust when you have protections and that running back there with you alongside the quarterback.
Yeah.
I think the matchup, Herb and I talked about this too, is I think the strongest area for LSU, if you look top to bottom, wide receiver, tight end, going up against the Ole Miss secondary, and that was a lot of question marks going into the season.
Yep.
But I watched a replay of the Tulane Ole Miss game. It looked like they had Velcro. I mean, Tulane's receivers couldn't get open at all. Now, again, that's a jump from what LSU's got at wideout. I think that's the thing to watch.
Yeah.
Get some separation.
Yeah.
And we know that Nussmeier likes to throw the short pass and then have those guys turn it up the field and take off. And today you got Tre'Davious Green. And I think that's a big, big factor, a plus factor for LSU.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the big fellow back. And I think just like I talked about creativity in the running game and getting more guys involved, I think you're going to see more guys in the pattern as well and more in the screen game. That was obviously the thing that really kind of jumped up off the page against Clemson. It opened some things up because you guys know this. I mean, you widen the field, well, then you lengthen the field. And so that's what you kind of, you know, you set them up to go long. And so if you see Berrion Brown and some of those guys also win out there in some of the screen game and some of that as well, I think you can expect number three to be running down the sideline in the second half because the safety is obviously going to creep up, try and help in the running game, try and help in the screen game, and then you can bust them over the top. So early on, it's going to be interesting. You know, it's going to be kind of a boxing match that first quarter, I think. I don't think, you know, if you're looking for a first half over-under, I think maybe people are going to be feeling each other out there. And especially with, you know, the defense and how well they've been playing, they're going to come in with a lot of confidence. I don't expect a lot of scoring early, but maybe the fireworks come out late, fellas, because you're setting them up for that second half, that the body blows all of a sudden turn into uppercuts.
Yeah, Brian, you're talking about the over-under. I'm going to talk a little bit or ask you a question about the spread. So right now, Ole Miss is favored 1.5 points. The problem we got is, and I think I know why, right? This old spooky daytime game for the LSU Tigers. Can you talk a little bit about that and what does that mean? A 2:30 game where normally LSU plays at night, 7 o'clock, 6:30, that kind of stuff. There's no problems. We're good, whatever. We're away 2:30 at Ole Miss, bright sunshiny day. What do you think is going to happen?
You know, I'll tell you why. Gamblers, heavy gamblers, bet trends. Home team has won the last four games.
Yep. There you go.
Ole Miss playing at home is one thing, but gamblers bet trends, especially heavy gamblers. Not that I would know, Brian, but I'm just telling you from secondhand knowledge, if you get my drift.
Some might say, right? Like, I've heard
That's true.
Some friends.
Right.
Yeah, I think there's something to, obviously, the 11 o'clock game. You know, we saw, of course, them do the calisthenics in the parking lot on the way to Mississippi State 2 years ago, right? Like, he was asked about that this week. And he said, look, we're not doing any of those shenanigans. We're going to light it up. We're going to hit him with the mouth. So, 2:30 p.m., I don't think it's as big of a deal. But, you know, I can understand, you know, some of the LSU fans sitting at home going, like, we've seen this before. I mean, same with the Vaught, right? Like, I've been to plenty of games at the Vaught, and it's like, man, why is this a house of horrors all of a sudden, you know? It has something to do with Lane Kiffin, certainly in that offense. You got to play a certain way. So I think it's going to be interesting. You know, like they say, styles make fights. And I think the one advantage that LSU has, and I cringe when I say advantage, but look, Brian Kelly has tried to overmanage the last three ball games, and I think there's a point to that. He didn't want anything out. He didn't really want to show anything else. It felt like the whole toolbox was open against Clemson. So if you're looking at this from an LSU glasses point of view, when you have the purple and gold on, I think you think maybe, like, look, this offense is capable of what you need it to do in stepping up to the moment when you need to score 35-40. So you've got that in the back, but I would have certainly liked to have seen it in practice out there to at least make Lane Kiffin prepare for some of these things. But I think that they've just kind of packed it in. They knew that they had the game against Florida. And like I said, they ran into some heavy fronts, and they ran the ball, they managed the ball game, and they said, we're going to take the entire playbook when we need it in a game like this. And you heard Brian Kelly in postgame get a little angry a couple weeks ago about saying, like, hey, you know, when we need to score 40, we will score 40. And he's pretty confident, so I think that's one of these games. One, you're going to learn, is the defense for real? Is DBU actually back? And two, can this offense do it when called upon?
Yeah, Brian, it's so funny in the offseason. I meet up with Corey Raymond, and he was like, hey, Money Mike, let me tell you something. If my DBs don't play better this year, they can run me off. I got some talent back there. And he was talking about the transfer guys, and Sir Delane, and then, you know, A.J. Halsey and Tomarcus Cooley.
Yep.
And, man, D.J. Pickett coming in from the high school ranks, number one ranked cover cornerback in the country. That, to me, has been the story this season. How much improvement we have seen from that secondary. And the crazy stat, what was against Florida? Spears had 9 plays, and he had 2 interceptions, and he played 9 total plays.
Yeah.
But 2 of them were pickoffs.
But pickoffs, that's right.
Yeah, and the other thing that I also love is, you know, you have the up-and-comer, the young pup, who you go, hey, there's a lot of potential. But he's actually making it to the field, guys. Like, with all of that talent. I mean, with all that talent, DJ Pickett is on the field a lot. And so now you're going to find out, okay, they can do it. They can do it against SEC talent. Can they do it for 85 plays? Because I covered the air raid out at Texas Tech. I covered some of those explosive offenses. Like, look, it was 60-56, right? Or 63-56 on, you know, any given Saturday of the Big 12. Well, you're just trying to wear them down. The first quarter doesn't really matter. The third and the fourth quarter, almost like the old Big Ten offenses where they tried to wear you out up front and let the big maulers just get after you. They're not going to get you in the first quarter. They'll get you in the late third and early fourth. That's when the fatigue sets in. That's when the experience and the chemistry really shows through. Yes, they can do it. They can do it. But can you do it for 80 plays if Lane Kiffin gets there? And I think that's where Brian Kelly – yes. He has to manage this game. They've got to run the ball so that your defense isn't out there that much. But you also have to have the guys back there to have that experience and the know-how to manage one of those games as well.
Brian, thanks so much for joining us here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Always love when you come on, brother. Great stuff, and we appreciate it.
All right, fellas. I'll see you across the street pretty soon.
All righty, man. We appreciate it. Brian Holland, who's a sports director, anchor, NBC 33 and Fox 44, does a great job covering the scene here in Baton Rouge.
Yes, he does.
Him and Miss Chessa, they do a good tag team job together covering the Baton Rouge and LSU scene. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We also want to thank, because it was our Inside the Tiger Den segment, and that's brought to you weekly by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years, and we're just getting started. We'll be back to finish it off here in our number one right after this break.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.